Hey y'all, welcome for the very first time to Put It In Your Pocket, your source for all niche music trivia. My name's Caroline, and today I could not be more excited to talk about the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys are one of my favorite groups of all time, and hopefully after these next two episodes, if you don't already, you'll agree with me too. The Beach Boys and their impact on music history and pop culture as a whole cannot be understated. They were doing some really heavy hitting in the latter part of the 20th century, and that's when we're getting some of our best work. You know, we're going up against the Beatles, you know, right in the middle in the late 60s, and the Beach Boys were right there with them the whole time. I think they're very misrepresented and underappreciated despite being a household name. So hopefully when we get into talking about the stories behind their music and the amazing stuff they created, we'll kind of get to rectify that a little bit. But again, we got to go back to the very beginning and talk about Brian Wilson at 14 years old in 1960. He decides that he wants to start a band. Brian Wilson was undoubtedly a musical genius. His compositions, his songwriting, and overall just his presence in the music world left a huge mark. He's definitely going to be missed. He passed about a month ago now, and he definitely will be missed. His impact on everything that he touched cannot be understated. I'm going to be saying that a lot throughout this episode because he's just that important. But Brian Wilson has all these stories in his head that he wants to tell. He knows he wants to be a musician. So he's like, hey, comes up to his brothers and he's like, I want to start a garage band. I want to start playing gigs. You know, I want to put out music. And his brother Dennis is like, well, if you don't know what to talk about surfing, which turned out to be a really great piece of advice on Dennis's part, who is interestingly the only surfer of the group. So I guess you could say there's really only one true beach boy, which would be Dennis. But the rest of them are like, sure, man, everybody's obsessed with surfing. It's the late 50s going into the early 60s. They live off the coast of California. I mean, what better to talk about in your first single? So their first single, as you may have guessed, was called Surfin' and came out in November 1961. It peaked at around 71st on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S., and it was good enough for Columbia to give them an album deal and was like, hey, we'll let you put out your debut album, see what you can do with it. And again, great choice on Columbia's part. But interestingly enough, the year prior in 1960, Brian turned in an early composition of Surfin' to his music composition teacher and received an F on it. And his teacher cited later into his career that he did not like Brian as a student, that he was never doing what was asked of him, which I think we'll see when they get into their later albums. Brian was still not doing what was asked of him, so that's going to be a constant. But luckily, there is a happy ending to this story. In 2018, the current high school principal of where Brian used to attend amended his grade to an A. So if anybody was going to lose sleep over that, Brian Wilson did have a good spotless record. It just took us a few decades to get there. But to quote Carl Wilson directly when talking about his first single, he says, we were so shaky and lame. After all, I was just 14 and a sophomore in high school. 14 and a sophomore in high school putting out your very first single with Columbia. I mean, I think that's a feat in itself, but I'll leave it up to you to decide whether you think this clip is shaky and lame. I agree, it's not the Beach Boys' best. It's not going to be. It's their first single. But y'all, it is so catchy, and I think that's a talent in itself to be able to create such an earworm of a song. I mean, you'll see what I mean in a second, but it will not leave your head. I should give you a warning. It will be stuck with you forever. Once you hear Surfin', you can't undo it. But also, it's giving us a really good indication of the Beach Boys and where they're jumping off from. We don't have those amazing, you know, masterful harmonies that we're going to see later and that they're known for, but we are starting to see them mesh their voices together, kind of scope that out, figure out their groove a little bit. The instrumentals are not where we know they can be, but they're picking them up for some of the first time. I think it's a pretty great record. I think it's pretty solid, but let me know what you think. Give it a listen.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with Bob, Bob, dip to dip to dip, Bob, Bob, dip to dip. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. Go and surf, Bob, dip to dip to dip, surf, Bob, dip to dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with me.
Bob, dip, 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 bob, dip, dip.
From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze.
Surfing, bob, dip, 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 bob, dip, dip, dip.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me.
Bob, dip, 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 bob, dip, dip.
Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go, but we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, cause you know I'm coming back. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me. Yeah.
Like I said, y'all, that bomb bomb to dip to dip, that will never leave you. That is stuck with you forever. I'm sorry, but it's a good problem to have. Again, we have to go a little bit further into the future to 1963 when their third album, Surfer Girl, is released, containing the single In My Room. Y'all, I have been waiting to talk about In My Room ever since I knew I was going to do a Beach Boys episode. That is probably my favorite Beach Boys song. It is so beautiful, and you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. I can't wait to show it to you guys, but let's backtrack a little bit. So Surfer Girl is released. It's their third studio album. First off, we have Surfin' Safari, their debut album. Then we have Surfin' USA, their second album, and now we're getting Surfer Girl. But don't let the title mislead you. Surfer Girl, I chose to talk about because it really is kind of that transition point from doo-woppy, you know, hamburger stands, sun-drenched, bikini-wearing girls, like all of that stuff. And we're kind of going into more sophisticated, kind of finding our niche songwriting a little bit, if you know what I mean. I think it's very akin to their Rubber Soul. If you're familiar with that Beatles record, that's my favorite Beatles record. But Rubber Soul was a true bridge between the mop top hair days of like Please Please Me into the Sgt. Peppers and the Magical Mysteries. That is definitely what we're doing here on Surfer Girl. We're starting to see the band move a little bit away from those, you know, again, stereotypical Beach Boys things into more masterful songwriting on every front. I mean, the instrumentals are better. The voices are clearer. We're finally getting those gorgeous, angelic Beach Boys harmonies. Oh, we're really finding our niche here. I love this album. It's definitely a considerable jump in quality from records like Surfin', and even songs like Surfin' USA and California Girls, which we love, but they're just not on the level of an In My Room and what we'll see later. But don't just take my word for it. In My Room was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999 and was listed as number 212 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs list. So clearly we're dealing with some bigger stuff here, some greater stuff here, and we're going to see some amazing forward movement after this record too. Oh, I'm so excited to talk about what comes next. But we're going to see a lot of pushing from Brian to the rest of the band for forward movement, for, you know, more progressive rock, bigger and better storytelling. So give In My Room a listen. Really listen out for those gorgeous harmonies. So good. Give it a listen.
Thank you.
will never get tired of that song, y'all. I love In My Room. So beautiful and such a human experience to be talking about. I mean, to be able to fit a 2-minute song or to be able to fit such a human experience of going home at the end of the day to your room, that safe space that you have, especially for a teenager who Brian Wilson's main audience was at this time, that is such a relatable thing to experience. And for him to package that up in 2 minutes, along with that beautiful singing and gorgeous instrumentals, it's really just masterful. Speaking of masterful, if you're a Beach Boys fan or a music nerd in general, this is the moment you've been waiting for. We're finally going to 1966 with the release of Pet Sounds. If you're unfamiliar with Pet Sounds, you are in for such a treat, y'all. Pet Sounds is widely considered to be one of the greatest albums of all time. It's also indisputably one of the most influential albums of all time. John Lennon will go on to say that Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band would not have been made without Pet Sounds being made. Paul McCartney is going to go on to say that it's his favorite album of all time and that a track from it, called God Only Knows, you might have heard of it, is his favorite song of all time. So we've really got some big stuff going on here. It's their 11th studio album, like I said, released in 1966, and this is where we're really going to reach our peak here, y'all. All of the little steps we've been taking to build up our music, you know, the harmonies we've been experimenting with, the stuff in the studio that Brian Wilson is doing, slowing things down, you know, putting crazy pitches on things, adding weird instruments, you know, taking all of this crazy amounts of time, it's finally going to pay off with the release of Pet Sounds. So at this time, Brian is really beginning to expand his horizons in many ways. He's now married. He's been with his wife for a few years. There are a few tracks on here that we'll see that are about that. He's also trying LSD for the first time, becoming more spiritual, questioning God, authority. And this, again, is in the late 60s where we're starting to see a lot of mysticism and like Eastern influences come in. I mean, the Beatles are going to visit Dalai Lama, all of that stuff that we know and love, right? So from that, we're definitely moving away from the mop top days of the early 60s, and you're definitely going to see that here. The song that I want to play y'all off of this record is a little lesser known. It's not a God Only Knows. It's not a Wouldn't It Be Nice. It's called I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. And I think, one, it's a beautiful piece of songwriting. It's a gorgeous song all the way around. But also, it's very great for understanding what Brian Wilson was going through at this time. It's kind of an autobiography of sorts. He says the line, "They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good," which is a great way to describe his creative genius. Brian Wilson was so smart and so experimental and so ahead of his time that no wonder he feels like he wasn't made for this one. I mean, in 1966, he's doing things that will inspire things that are happening today. So he doesn't really feel like he fits in. The band is starting to push back on him a little bit. They're saying, hey, some of these songs are kind of weird. You're doing some odd stuff here. Like, we were fine with Surfing. You know, we were fine with Surf and Safari, all of those wonderful songs that we love. They were saying, you know, we're going on national tours, we're having screaming fans at our shows, you know, we're getting all of these deals, you know, we're topping the Billboard charts. Why is that not enough? Why do we have to go into the weird stuff, right? And so there's also that kind of butting of heads happening that will end up, we'll talk about a little bit later, with Brian Wilson taking a break from the band due to all of that pushback and some other things as well. But I think that when we listen to this song, really be looking out for, one, that songwriting and what Brian Wilson is telling us about his own life. It will give us a better understanding of what was going on in the band at the time, but also just enjoy it for the gorgeous piece that it is. Again, so incredibly human, like In My Room. The Beach Boys really, with their gorgeous voices, draw you in and then make you stay with the lyrics that are relatable to everybody. I think we've all definitely felt the way Brian Wilson was feeling in the song at one time or another. So really just understand that the Beach Boys are such a comforting band because of those amazing things. They have that gorgeous tone, the beautiful instrumentals, and of course the extremely relatable lyrics, for better or for worse. So give this a listen.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind, and I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong?
Yeah.
station to go change things around. No one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found.
That song literally never gets old. It's so beautiful, and it really does stick with you. And that is one of the greatest things about the Beach Boys. I think they can, you can hear a song from them and think, you know, even if it is surface level, let's say it is Surfing Safari or just Surfing like we played earlier. You hear it and you think, okay, yeah, you know, fun little song, but it really does stick with you. Their style is so distinct. Their words are so beautiful, and their delivery is even more beautiful. And they really do just stay with you and have you thinking about them long after the song's over. And that's the lasting impact of their art. I know I've been singing their praises this whole time because that's what this episode's about, but they really are that great. I love talking about the Beach Boys, and I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and letting me ramble on and on about Brian Wilson and his genius, the songs I love, all of that good stuff. If you're thinking while you're sitting here, where's Kokomo? You know, what's all this discussion about? You know, Brian Wilson's future? You know, what about the big reunion in the early 2000s? What about that one SpongeBob episode? We're getting into all of that, I promise. That will be in episode 2. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Tell me what you think about all these songs. Let me know what you think about the episode, what you would like to see next. I am so excited to get even more into the Beach Boys and their discography in the next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Put It In Your Pocket.